Exodus 3:14, Shemot Per Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayomer Elohim El Moshe, and God said to Moses, Ehiyeh Asher Ehiyeh, I am that I am, or I will be who I will be. Vayomer Elohim El Moshe, Ehiyeh Asher Ehiyeh, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. Note that God's declaration of his name being Ehiyeh Asher Ehiyeh, I will be what I will be, or more simply Ehiyeh, the great I am, is the first abstract name given about God to Moses in reference to his name. Now later that is fleshed out for us when Moses is given further revelation at Sinai about the name of God, namely that he is Adonai Adonai El Rachum Vechanun, Shalosh Asrei Midot, the Lord who is merciful and gracious, the loving and gracious God of Israel. And that comes after the sin of the golden calf and the breaking of the tablets of the law. So we see that there is a new covenant aspect to the name of God that is revealed later after the children of Israel had broken the law at Sinai, and it's the name of God's compassion and remedy for us. Since it's the inner meaning of the name Lord, it's also the name for Yeshua. Amen. Yeshua is the name above all names, the one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess to be the Lord of glory over all. Look at Isaiah 45, verse 23, and compare that to Philippians 2, verses 9 and 10 and 11. His name is Wonderful, Pele, the Mighty God, El Gibor, the Everlasting Father, Aviad, and the Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. Look at Isaiah 9, verse 6. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. Amen.